Good morning. It's WRNW 329 Mobile.
Hey, good morning, sir. WRJQ 765. We're mobile and on our way to work.
I believe it says 765. Yeah, we're doing the same thing. Just trying to drink some tea on the way in and get there on time. Hello, Snatch, you didn't make that one out at all. I guess we didn't, I don't know what happened to you, but enjoy your day. Have a good day. WRNW 329, back clear and listen.
Hard time. I'll put my end to your end. WRWS 324, good morning. WRWS 324, good morning. ZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are mobile.
WTVZ 884. Anyone around this morning?
WRC 224 mobile.
WSBS 311. WSBS 311. WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87.
Hello, 887.
Just seeing how I'm sounding, I'm in Mount Clemens now.
You are sounding pretty dang good, I would say. Hold on a second. A momento, please. The dog trying to run past me. Yes, you're sounding very good. And how am I sounding for you? Eight-eight-seven, are you there? Do you copy?
Yes, I copy. I'm just in front of the, you know, sheriff's department, so I'm laying low.
Like a public service announcement. Yes, I see. Yeah, good timing. Good timing.
And that letter lady interrupted us.
But she has a very sweet voice, so it's okay. So how long are you thinking you're going to be today, guessing?
I think I'll be home by 10.
Okay, that sounds good. I may take her, I probably won't get out to the park before then. In fact, I may, the grass will dry up a little bit here. I really need to cut it. So I'll probably be home when you get here.
All righty, and I'll keep you posted if something comes up that I'm not going to be home at 10. WSCN 87, standby.
Okay, good luck over there. I'll talk to you later. WSBS 311. Standing by.
WSCQ 751 listening. WSCQ 751 for radio check. WSCQ 751 clear. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. This was off a little bit. The 625, that's the 325 down in the center. I'm picking up there in the town. So, coming in loud and clear. Sorry about the loss. And hopefully maybe a little bit better. Thanks, Doc. It's WSB8795 out.
WSDS 311,
this
is WSCN 87.
Go ahead,
887. Well, isn't that a debacle?
Yeah. Yes, he just assumed that I would be coming out there. Yeah. That's got to be starving. So I'm going to head out there. Let me say get to the docks. I want to get somebody. I've got to do a take care of a couple things at his house as well. So not really sure if I'm going to be back. I'm guessing 2 o'clock or something like that.
That's what I figure. I'll just go do the Aldi run and that'll be done.
That's fine. I really was hoping to get the grass cut, you know, about now, but that ain't going to happen. So I guess later on it will be drier anyway. So we'll see. All right. Well, I'm going to start packing up. So the dog's sitting there waiting for you.
Okay, sounds good. WSCN 887 on standby.
Okay, talk to you later. WSBS 311.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile listening.
This is WSBW 226. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. Almost afternoon, but still morning. Beautiful day out here today. Mobile up here just south of Saginaw right now, and you're sounding mighty fine into the machines there.
Yeah, okay, very good. Name here is John, and I'm between Flint and Davison right now, and I'm going to be headed north towards the Mayville machine. So I expect I'm coming in on the Flint machine, at least that's what my frequency dial says here. I'm on the 725, so anyways, beautiful day. I just stopped off at Harbor Freight and picked up an order that came in, so the day is getting off to a good start.
Awesome deal there. First name here is Paige, Papa Alpha India, Golf Echo. Yeah, we're doing some work on it at the house, and it seems like we spend more time running Harbor Freight than we actually get any work done. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Well, I guess, lucky me, I live on the east side of Flint, And for the longest time, the original Harbor Freight store was over on Miller Road, which is the west side of Flint. And it was always a pain in the butt to go there because of traffic and this, that, and the next thing. And they, so here just a couple of months ago, they put a Harbor Freight store in right at on the east side of Flint over by the Home Depot. Boy, is that nice.
Roger that. I live in Saginaw. Our family compound is out in Vassar, and the closest Harbor Freight, anytime we got to go there, we got to run up to Bay City, which is a nice, you know, 30-minute drive.
Yeah, I can be to Harbor Freight and home again in 30 minutes. Yeah, maybe they'll lock in a new one, seeing as how it looks like they might be expanding their stores a little bit. That might be in your favor.
Yeah, I don't know. Living in Vassar out there, it seems like it's a 30-minute drive to just about anything. You know, we got a building supply place in town there, but, yeah, there's no big chain anything there.
Yeah, I'm in Vassar probably at least once a week. I'm familiar with the town, and I've been to the building supply there, Vassar Building Supply. It's a nice store. But lots of stuff in those folks.
Well, surprisingly enough, for such a little podunk town, that Millington Hardware store, seems that for the size of that place, has a relatively decent selection and not a bad place to shop if you just need something quick and simple, though.
I'm through Millington a couple of times a week, and yes, they've got stuff that they don't even know they have. You can even buy ammo there, which people don't know, but they do carry it.
Who would have thunk it, right?
Yeah, I've gone in there looking for stuff, and they've got it, you know. And especially if you're working on something that's kind of an emergency project, and you just don't have time to go anyplace else. Well, you might have to take the time, but if you go to Millington Hardware first, they probably got it. I can't say enough good things about it. I'll tell you something else Millington has got. They've got McPherson's Restaurant there. Really good food.
That's the one just a couple buildings down from the hardware store, if I remember correctly. It's on the southbound side of the road. I think we went there to eat once. We kind of favor Millington in there, but yeah, McPherson's was pretty good as well.
Well, I'll tell you what McPherson's is really noted for, and probably a lot of people outside the area don't know about it. It's, they make these cinnamon rolls that are just excellent. They're huge. You buy a cinnamon roll and it's enough to share to two or three people. And they have great homemade bread, too. They do a cinnamon raisin bread. They do a, it's a fruit nut bread that's a lot like stolen bread, like what you get at Zender's.
I've seen their display case of some of their bakery products that looked pretty impressive. Believe it or not, I've never been to Zender's. Moved up here, 2 years ago, and, never been to Zender's.
Well, we make it a point to go up there. You can register at Zender's, and on your birthday month, the whole month of your birthday, you can get a free meal, a chicken dinner. and then it flies upstairs or downstairs. And so that's every time we go. But even with a free meal, it still costs you around $40.
I had signed up for that, but unfortunately it was too close to the time to be able to do it. And what's really neat is, you know, interestingly enough, my fiancé and I, we share the same birthday. So, you know, we can pretty much go out on a birthday dinner day for almost nothing.
Yeah, that'd be perfect at Zender's there. You could walk in there and basically just cover the tip, I guess, which they always appreciate that. But you get a percentage off on down in the gift department, and so we always do a little Christmas shopping while we're there, too. So we cover a couple of bases there with the free birthday deal.
Roger that. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID. I used to love going to Frankenmuth before I moved up here, and I was traveling back and forth while we were getting the house set up and all. I get about 4 months of that driving back and forth. We'd go to Frankenmuth every time. Now that I'm up here, I try to avoid it like the plague.
This is WFBW226 for ID. And I'm just down by, there's an ice cream place here on Irish Road that they always give away a cone. And today, if your name is Sandra, you get a free ice cream cone.
I'm trying to visualize. I think I know what you're talking about. If you're going south, it's right there on the right-hand side, just past the recreation area, right at the traffic light there. I forgot what that cross street is.
I think it's Coldwater Road, and yeah, you're talking about Richfield Park. Richfield Park.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the name of it there. I know it's part of that Genesee Park system there, that huge park on the, if you're going south, it's on the left-hand side. It takes you like 15 minutes to drive through the whole park.
Yep, it is. It's a nice park. We've been there. Hey, I'm going to sign with you, and I'm going to switch over to the Mayville repeater. Because it's getting noisy here. I just got a little quarter wave whip on the car, and it's not the best antenna. So I'll catch you later. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you. This is WSBW 226. We'll be switching over to Mayville.
All right, a pleasure chatting with you as well. I'm almost at my destination. I'll be here for a few minutes. If you want to switch over, I can give you a check on that one.
Okay, hang on for a second. I'm going to have to pay attention to driving and change frequencies at the same time, so I'll head over there. WSBW 226.
Yeah, you sounded okay. I can't switch over to the Mayville machine from where I'm at. But you're sounding good into it.
Oh, very good. Yeah, the Mayville machine is relatively new, and it has a really nice footprint.
Yeah, it does. I can hit it, but I just don't think I'm full quieting from where I'm at. So since I'm in Saginaw, I just stay on that one for now. All right, but I am about to my destination now, but I was glad I was able to hang in there long enough to give you that check. And again, pleasure chatting with you, and hope we get to do it again soon. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're clear on your final.
Well, yeah, thanks for the radio check. I should be getting better because I'm headed north towards Mayville, so it's a little noisy on receive. But again, that's my problem with the substandard antenna I've got. Anyways, thanks for the chat and ride along. This is WSBW 226. We'll be clear.
W57 looking for Coral. Are you on the radio?
WRKP 559 monitoring.
WSBS V11, this is WSCN 87.
WSAG 266 mobile. WFEV-713 for a radio check.
Can you give out here now? This is WFEV-713.
Copy. WFEV-713, clear.
WRDD-777, I can read you. Standing to the background.
WSBY-676-690. WSBY-676-WRBB-690. WSBY-676, standing by.
WRVW-527, looking for Cole. You on, Cole? WRVW-527 mobile in Dexter.
WRZX-218, standing by, monitoring.
WSBS 311. This is WSCN 87.
WRYB 421.
WSAG 266 portable.
WSCH 795. This is Mike. Mobile northbound 75 at I believe I just passed Grand Blanc Road. Getting close to that Flint repeater. How are you today?
Good, Mike. Dug up in Carroll, about 12 miles north of the Mayville machine. You're sounding really good this afternoon. How's traffic out there on the interstate?
It's not too bad right now. That's why I like to travel at this time of the day. I got past that construction down there south of Grand Blanc, so smooth sailing right now. I'm approaching that mighty Flint repeater, so you're coming in 5x5, really strong. Over.
Yeah, same here, Mike. You're loud and clear. I'm curious what kind of system you're running in your mobile there.
Well, I did my homework, and I bought that, the Ocean KG1000 Plus. So I got 50 watts and about a 3 decibel NMO, you know, the new Motorola mount antenna on a flip antenna. Seems to be working pretty good, but I may have to get a little bit more of an antenna gain on this. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Those Oceans 1000s are pretty amazing. Rig, there's no doubt that was high on my list, and it didn't happen, but I'm happy with what I got right now. I guess that's plenty, but you're sure making the trip into Carroll.
One of the things that I like the best about it someday, and I'm a little more of a computer tinker than a radio tinker, but I like the idea that these are, if I ever get inkling to pick another one up, I can hook them both up and run my own repeater, which is really basically all I want. Run a little bit of, a neighborhood group up at my cabin. Over.
Stand by one, Mike. I'm outside roasting peppers and eggplant on the grill right now, so that's why I had to take a standby. Having having a repeater up on, at the camp would sure come in handy. That's there's no doubt. And I've seen the videos on a lot of different ones, but especially the oceans to lash together your own repeater. Yeah, good for you, man.
Well, they literally come with a an actual cable. If you decide to buy another one, literally come with the cable to hook them both up, and it actually has a repeater mode in the menu, or you know, the VFO programming on it. I love this thing. It's going to be like your smartphone. It'll take me a couple of years to figure out all the little whistles and, you know, everything that this little thing does, but I love it. It's really getting out. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of GMRS activity on the other side of the state where my cabin is, and unfortunately, I have to deal with a ditch, like a 38-foot ditch, so I'm going to have to put a big pole on top of the cabin. Over.
Yeah, copy that, Mike. You're absolutely right. If you've got a 30-foot bank, yeah, you're going to want to get up as high as you can, and that'll help. But that depends on what you use, I guess. But telephone pole or even a whole TV antenna tower, that's something like that'll work. Or if you got a barn or what have you. But yeah, that's that sounds pretty cool. And I'm sorry to hear you don't have a lot of GMRS radio GMRS around your camp, but there's lots of places in Michigan that aren't covered by GMRS. That's for darn sure.
Well, I have one repeater that is about 30 miles south of me at the Barrington repeater. It's on 550 because it's geographically it's just west of that line A, so you can go down to 550. But occasionally I can hit that. Sometimes I have better luck with the HD, little HD that I have, but I can hit that, and from there that goes to a big tower down just south of Grand Rapids. It's called the Moline 600. And literally, I've heard people talking back and forth between, the MI-8, some of the MI-8 people here and that Moline repeater just south of Grand Rapids. Over.
Yeah, this time of year is good for propagation, so every time I hear a story like that, yeah, I believe it, because the GMRS frequencies are, like the summertime propagation. That'll change in the wintertime, but, we'll take it when we can, right?
We sure can, and like I said, the funny thing is sometimes, I don't know, I mean, this, I love this radio, but sometimes I can, I get the little Baofeng, the GM21, the GMRS Baofeng, and it, sometimes I can, one time I actually hit the repeater up near past Houghton Lake, and got to talk to people on a Lewiston repeater over on the other side of the state. It was really strange, from about 90 miles away, but that was just one time it happened. Over.
Yeah, I'm on a HD right now with a Baofeng, and it's surprisingly how well the thing really works out there. But, yeah, I get you with the HDs. There's some times where they'll hit, better than a mole or even the base station. It just sort of sort of depends, I guess.
The two things I got to do is I got to get my neighbors involved a little bit, and I also got to get a little bit of height. Height is might, they say, so I'm going to have to get a good antenna up there. WSCH 795, this is Mike. It was nice talking to you, and I guess we can free it up for somebody else. Over and out.
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for the contact. Really good hearing you today, and be safe out there on I-75, and enjoy your time on the radio there. And I agree with you, we'll free it up. And again, appreciate the contact. WSAG 266. This is Doug and Carol, and I'll be clear on this one, 73. RWS 538 monitoring.
Yeah, 538, you still there? This is WSCH 795 Mike. How are you doing?
WSDG 713, Unit 1. Biff, you copy?
Yes, I do. This is Biff.
Well, all the way from Auburn Hills. That's awesome. So I must be hitting that repeater pretty nice. They sound pretty clear.
It sounds very clear.
I gotta give your cousin a call. That was a nice little setup then. Okay, I'm on my way. I have to make a phone call. I just wanted to say I'm on my way. I'll talk to you later. This is WSDZ 713. I'm out.
Jim says, hurry home.
He's a good boy.
WSCH 795. Reaching out off of the mighty Milwaukee Bridge.
WRZP 54, Sheboygan County. Sounding good up here, sir.
I'm sorry, all I heard is Sheboygan County, but that was clear right as I reached the top. This is Mike 785. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mike. WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Scratchy, but I can end up with your assistance. Nice talking to you. I'll continue my way. So.
Roger that. Chad will say, enjoy your trip. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSCH 795, Mobile, westbound US 10, just west of 75. Anybody stuck in this traffic with me?
WSAX 712 on air and monitoring. Mike, it's going good. This is Aaron. I'm actually just got home for the day. I got stuck up in a 20-minute train today on the way home. Kind of sucked. Other than that, I made it home just fine. No issues on that. At this point, enjoying the garage weather and going from there. On that, he's just stuck in construction on M10 there, or the accident, and just haven't caught up to it yet. These people these days are always, oh, I gotta be in a hurry to go nowhere fast, and I'm in the same boat as you. I'm not in a hurry. I'll get to my destination when I can. The sooner the better, obviously, but hey, if I gotta sit there and do 20 miles an hour, I gotta do it. At least if you're moving, you're getting closer. It's when you're just stuck in that dead standstill. That just never is fun.
Well, it's not, but when you're moving at 5 miles an hour, it's all right, you're standing anyway, but, yeah. Are you on an HD or are you on a mobile or a base? So you're coming in pretty good.
So I got a DB20. Right now, I'm stationary. I got it hooked up in my garage with a 12-volt input. And then when I go mobile, I'll put it on my truck with the exact same antenna set up. You know, I just run my mag mount right on top of it. Right now, I don't have the base antenna yet. However, after talking with Jack a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, I wound up getting some good info on a good base antenna, and I'm going to look at get one of those. And for purposes, this is WSAX 712. Over.
If you're talking about Jack 488, I know the exact antenna you're talking about. I've talked to him on the air before about antennas. In fact, I talked to him yesterday about a J-pole, and he talked me out of it. Over.
Yeah, copy on that. I'm going to look forward to it, and then at that point, I'm going to look at getting one of the short, stubby antennas for my truck moving forward, but upgrade now, I'd use a mag mount and just put it on top of my truck. Seems to work really, really good, and after figuring the radio out just a little bit more, I'm starting to get the hang of this, and my coworker, he actually just got his GMRS, so I'm helping him out right now, too. Over. Yeah, Mike, this is Aaron. At this time, I'm guessing you're just on the edge of transmitting capability because I'm really getting static on my end. I'm just going to presume you're just on the edge or something like that, especially if you're hearing me good. If you're still able to transmit and I can hear it, I'll definitely respond. But right now, it's all coming in pretty good on static. Over.
WSVH380 on the side.
This is WSX712. Sorry, I had to step away for a moment there. I just caught the tail end. If you were chit-chatting or not, not too sure. Over.
712. I think I got the same radio as you have. It's a Radiodyson. DB20G.
That's going to be affirmative. That'd be the same one that I got, then.
Yeah, I'm running that with a magnet mount on my kitchen stove.
Well, I can definitely say you are coming in loud and clear on it. I'm sitting in Westland on mine, and I got a little mag mount. Like I was saying earlier, I don't know if you caught it, but I basically got it set up in the garage, just kind of set my antenna up on the roof or keep it just on the inside of my roof. And usually I get it or get really good until people get staticky, then I pop it out and see if I can get a little bit better. Over.
Copy that. You're coming in here top shelf. I'm in Hazel Park.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing that I know. I did discover I am able to trigger that repeater. So far I've got up to Traverse City and I got south somewhere, but it didn't catch where I got. I didn't ask in time, but I think I was tipping a little bit of Ohio with the repeater set up, courtesy of the MI-8 folks.
Copy that. I had a conversation with a fellow down in Ohio. He was just west of Cleveland, and he's hitting our Detroit repeater.
Yeah, very nice on that one. My next goal is to get that antenna Jack was suggesting. Looks like it transmits in UHF and VHF frequency, possibly at the same time, which that'll help out. I had a little bit of an education run on that, learning the VHF versus UHF and how it works. And, yeah, I'm starting to figure it all out. Over.
Copy that. I just ordered a tri-band. I just got a Alfong, Pfong, whatever you call it. I just got my ham license about a week ago.
Oh, well, congratulations. So you got your ham and then your GMRS?
I had the GMRS for about a month before I got the ham.
Gotcha on that. By any chance, when you did your ham, were you going through the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club?
Yes, sir. Took the class over in Oak Park.
I know Mike Slipinski over there, him and I have a CERT team that we're both a part of, and I'm planning on attending that class next month. I got an email out, though, so I can get on that roster and get it. But I'm going to probably pick up my ham license and then go from there as well. That way I can get on both ends. Over.
Copy that. Yeah, the tech class was, I did pretty well in it. So I went ahead and tried the general and poured it out all over my face for that one.
Now, from what him and I were talking about, it's one of those, they get you the ham radio or the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, they get you to the point where you can at least pass your tech, but then your general and your, I think, specialty is the next one up. Those are a bit more complicated. I'm pretty confident I can probably pass the tech class without issues. So I'm trying to study for the general and then the specialty end, too. Over.
Copy that. The third one is amateur extra.
Yeah, that's the one, and then I think you get your own unique call sign if you want it too, correct?
I'm not really sure. I believe that's an option.
That's one of those, aim high, and if I can get it, bonus, right?
That's it. It's kind of like a bucket list thing for me. I'm 81 years old, so I don't run around too much. But I did get over there and take that test.
So you'll have to definitely keep me up to par on that possibly in future conversations. I'd like to find out how far you've been able to communicate on the ham end, because according to Mike and couple other people on the team that I'm a part of that have that, they've actually at the right and optimal conditions been able to talk to the International Space Station for a brief period of time when it apparently came overhead, and that was kind of like got me, my little inner child in me got really excited on that. Over.
I copy that. That sounds fascinating. As to my contacts on ham, I haven't even used it yet.
Yeah, copy on that one. And something, well, once you get to that point, you'll definitely have to let me know. But in the interim, yeah, definitely on the GMRS, it's kind of in essence taken over as the ham. But not, I know it's not the same. The only difference is, courtesy of the MI-8 folks, they've been running it all up and down throughout Michigan, so it's been broadening the full spectrum of the GMRS community in this aspect.
That's correct. I hear a guy called Sheboygan Bob, so he's up near the bridge.
Copy that, and I've been able to ping somebody in Traverse City once with optimal conditions.
Copy that. If you can make that repeater, it'll do the job for you.
Yeah, that's what I've been watching on Amazon, and I me and my co-worker, who just recently got his within the last week, he's actually looking at this GMRS 50-watt radio that's kind of got me turned on to it. I've already been eyeballing one of the duplexers. I believe they're called to make the repeater, so I can kind of extend it out, and then if I can get one of those 50-watters, well, yeah, you know, that'll definitely push it out in from Westland range out in every direction. Over.
That. Yeah, I kicked around the idea of getting a 50 watts, but I need an outdoor antenna for that. I've got a 10 meter radio and a Antron 99. I think that works for CB and 10 meter.
Copy on that. And if you do wind up getting that working, definitely let me know how far you can transmit. I mean, the nice thing with you is you're in Hazel Park, which is right there by both Detroit repeaters, so as long as you can hit one or the other, you pretty much got a good spectrum.
I copy that. I'm in a pretty good position. I'm right at 696 and I-75, so I'm about 10 miles from the downtown repeater. I'm 625. I think that's the one I'm on now. WSTH380. Somebody tried to get in there a few minutes ago, and I did hear you. I'm on that. Who is it? We gotta stop meeting like this, buddy. Copy that. I'm kind of new on this. I took my ham class the other day, so now I'm officially a technician. I haven't done anything with it yet, but I'll get to it.
Just a quick butt in here, WSAX712. Mike, hey, it was a pleasure talking to you. I got to go. Sorry, I had to step away for a phone call. I got to take this. I will get with you, or I'll check for you a while later. Have a good day. WSAX712, standing by.
4 WSAX712, I'll be clear.
That station 380, you sounding good. WIUG 48.
Thank you for the flowers, Jack. Nice to hear you.
Oh, yeah. I was just hearing you with the other gentleman out there, and you want to buy a 50-watt radio. The radio is 50 watts. It's not going to be a 50-watt radio. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be maybe 42, 43. And really, it's all the same. You're not going to get north from here to the moon, whatever. But if you have the ham license with the extra, you can talk to ISS. But if you just got, you know, a tech license, you would not be able to. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. Let me put my glasses on here and check this sheet I've got.
Go ahead. Take your time.
Jack, you know what band they talk to that the satellites on?
Yes, it's easy to know. If you Google it, they'll tell you what the frequency is. I think it's 147, 300, or something like that. I have it on the radio here, but it doesn't show us the frequency, but I have it inside the house. But I'm outside talking to you on the backyard. Roger.
Copy that. Why are you coming in? WSTH 380, standing by.
Romeo, get that golf, 972, waving hand to everybody, broadcasting from Lorain, Ohio.
How about it, Lorain, Ohio? This is WSTH 380, Michigan.
Hello, right back there, Michigan, you're coming in loud and proud.
And forth. I think you said you were in Lorain.
Yes, I'm in Lorain, Ohio, right up the coast of Lake Erie. My home base is in Elyria, just 10 miles south.
Copy that. Yeah, I talked to a gentleman from Lorain, a guy named Dan. I don't remember what his call sign is, but yeah, he comes in just about like you do.
I copy that. I might flicker back and forth. I'm in the mobile driving around. I'm on my way to pick my children up at school.
Copy that. Well, you're coming across Lake Erie just fine. WSDH 380 on the side.
Copy that. Appreciate the flowers. This is WRQT 972. We'll be standing by.
WSDZ 713. This is WSCN 887.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620.
WSBZ 713, this is WSCN 887.
I got you, 887.
Well, hello, hello. First time we got to chat. Sorry to interrupt your dinner. Is the missus available?
Yes, she is. Hey, did you hear me call out to her, to Unit 1? I was just wondering because she said that I came in loud and clear, and I always wanted to try it out from right when I got off work.
You know, I had my line on and off today. I shut it off, so you're on Mount Clemens repeater, I take it?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty awesome that you reach from way out from where you're at.
I've tried a couple times, and I've got no response other than somebody said that, you know, they were picking me up loud and clear, and that was it. But I tried Renee a couple times, and I tried you and your boy, and I never got a response. But I think that you guys were camping.
Yes, we left last Wednesday and came home Monday night. Or no, I'm sorry, we left Thursday and came home Monday night. That is correct.
WSDZ 713, I'm going to give you Unit 1 and Bip will be on the line just shortly.
Roger that.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620.
This is Unit 1. Hey, 713. Yeah, this is 887. So, hey, this is our first time on here. Sounding loud and clear. Well, sounding very clear. So does this mean you'll be contacting me in the morning to get me up? I don't know. I keep thinking you only have one walkie. I don't know why, but now I know. I realize. No. I don't, hopefully you don't have the sun in the morning. I do not. So do you have my call sign written down somewhere in the event that you feel like playing around with your radio?
You're trying out 23 North today. Backed up. There's a motorcycle wreck here.
You still there?
Yes. I'm going to have my friend here write the numbers down for me since I'm the newbie. And I'll... Okay, but Kurt says somebody, there was an accident that somebody might want to be using this.
It is 7 on standby.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile Saginaw monitoring.
WSDM 993 Saginaw, how you doing? WSDM 993 Saginaw as well.
Good afternoon, Kenya. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
pretty well. My name is Chad on this end. What about yourself?
Hey, Chad. My name is Paige. I live down in Spalding. I'm here in Saginaw running some errands and on the way out to visit the family out in Vassar. So I'll be jumping over to the Mayville system in a little while, but I'm just now up by Fashion Square. So I'll be on this machine for a bit.
Yeah, you sound loud and clear on this end as well. How am I sounding out there?
You are full quieting into the machine.
I do that. All right, Paige, well, you have yourself a good day then. It was nice talking to you. WSBM 993 is clear and monitoring.
All righty, Chad. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day before the weather turns to crap. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, will be monitoring as well.
WSDU 620, I'll be up in the Mayville area here in just a bit myself.
Yeah, I'm stuck in a traffic light here in Saginaw, so hopefully in a few minutes I'll be on the interstate. And I usually cut down 75 to 46 and then 46 to 15 down into Vassar that way.
Repeater. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. WSDU 620, come back.
Zero sounding good. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Roger, thank you, sir. Headed up to the Mayville area. Headed for Caro today. Roger that. Thank you for the contact.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
I'll try and make contact with you guys once I'm up in that area. And I can slow down from the Flint traffic.
Knowing that Flint traffic, if you slow down anymore, you might as well just park and walk the rest of the way. I'm assuming you're coming in on the Flint machine right now. You're sounding real good.
Yeah, Roger. I'm on the Flint repeater right now. Coming through Flint on 23 North.
The other day I came back from Lansing and had to come through that 75-69 junction there, and it was a mess.
Yeah, I just came through an accident just south of Flint around mile 81-82 and had traffic backed up for a while.
Quite a bit. There was always something going on 23 there. I'm going to step aside for a second. It sounds like someone else is trying to get in station. You can try. You weren't really making it in real good, though. But I will stand by and let you try again.
WSPU 620 monitoring.
WSVH 380 WSPU 620.
620, go ahead, sir.
Fine copy on you here in Hazel Park.
Roger that, sir. I'm currently coming through Flint, headed north up to Caro. So I'll be in the Mayville area tonight and plan on making contacts while I'm up here again.
Copy that. Are you based out of Beaverton? How about you, 620?
Roger, go ahead.
Are you based out of Beaverton?
Negative. I'm from the Canton, Ohio area, down near the Football Hall of Fame.
Okay, copy that. My mistake. WSPH380 on the site.
Roger. Yeah, my mother-in-law lives up here in Caro, near Mayville. And she's about to pass away, so we're up here again in the area. And I always like making contacts while I'm on the repeaters up here.
After that, well, you're doing a fine job here in Hazel Park.
Roger. Thank you, sir. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 on the side.
Copy that. I got your call sign wrong. I have a D when it should have been a T. WSPH 380.
Station 620. WIUG 48. Copy.
620. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yes, are you the gentleman with the walkie-talkie and about maybe 13-inch antenna?
Yeah, roger that. I was up here 2 weeks ago. I'm on a Quan Chang walkie-talkie today with a super gainer antenna up on the roof.
Yeah, that's how I know. I know you, I talked to you before, but you're sounding good anyhow, and I'm over here. And Troy, I don't know where Troy is or not, but I'm over here, and you're sounding good. Good to, talking to you. You take care. And sorry to hear about your mother or your mother-in-law or something like that. WIUG 48.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, she's been holding on for the last 2 weeks, and doctors have told us she has about a day or two left, so we made another quick trip up here to Michigan to see her.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. That is sad. Anyhow, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Roger. I'll make contact with you again once I'm up in the Mayville area. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 on the side.
No problem. My name is Jack. I think you remember. Yeah, my name is Jack. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48. Clear.
Thank you, Jack. 620 monitoring.
Hey, from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10. Good afternoon, Jack. How are you doing today?
This is WSDC 647 calling WSDX 256. Over.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. Last calling station.
Nothing heard from WSDX 256. This is WSDC 647. Clear and out.
Copy that. I'm trying to homemade antenna. I was afraid of this. I'm going to check my SWR, WRPD448, clear the air.
Yeah, I was able to make it out just real low and good top point. WSDN 94. Clear.
Thank you. Clear. PD 448, requesting a volume check. Anybody copy?
Yeah, I got a copy on you. Your audio is still a little bit low, but you are perfectly readable. RUX 245.
Yeah, copy that. I removed my handset from my HT. That's a little help. Thank you again. I am too.
All right, yeah, no problem, anytime. WRUX 245, standing by.
WSDZ 713, WSBS 311. WSDZ 713, do you copy WSDS 311?
Yes, I do. 311, go ahead.
There you are. How is it going over at that end of the world?
I haven't fell off it yet, but doing good. I hear that you were baling up the hay today.
Yeah, I think I put it off long enough. I mean, it was, I guess, a little bit over a week. So you know how fast our grass grows in a week since I was out of there for a number of days. And it's supposed to rain tonight, I think, tomorrow, the next day, whatever. But, yeah, I'd probably have a foot of field cut down if I didn't get it done today, but it's looking good. Now I'm relaxing. What have you got going on?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit guilty because I should probably go get mine done before the rain, because then I know what it's going to look like after the rain. And, that's what I think that I'm going to do. I'm taking tomorrow off. I'm not going in tomorrow.
Good for you. You're such a rebel. Say, I do what I want. Yeah, that's good. It seems like it's cooling off. There's a nice breeze going on, so it really wasn't too bad. So one of these days, maybe the four of us can get together, and I don't know if you've gotten into programming or any of that, how far you've gotten. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. How is it going with the radio so far?
Oh, it's great. I haven't done nothing with it. I know I wanted to leak some channels and, have that unit one for Renee set aside. And she's getting comfortable with it. She, wanted me to write down the call sign, so, and I tried to give her a little explanation on how to call out and all that kind of stuff. But you were probably up north. And I wanted to try some work, how it was going to work. And I didn't do, a radio check, but I got somebody to respond back and say, you're coming in loud and clear. So then I finally told Bip, I said, turn your set on. She didn't have it on. And I said, then let's try it. And it worked out good.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, so you're just standing in the parking lot
out there off of 75, eh, when you reach the repeater.
Yeah, that's correct. It was kind of funny because some of my coworkers seen me doing it, and you know, I told them, you know, I brought it into work and I was showing them and everything like that. And they're asking me questions and stuff, and you know, they're saying, "Wow, I can't believe how much you know." And I thought, I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's a good response. It appears like we know so much to someone that knows next to nothing. Let's see, what else was I going to mention? Oh, I want to try some simplex to you as well, since we know you're about a mile away, so I'm thinking that we should give that a go. So are you inside or outside now?
I'm inside, but I can go out too. When we were doing the simplex on I don't know what channel we're on. It was coming good, but we can try it again. I just don't. Those are the things that I'm not sure about. When to switch to the channel, and you know what if there's anything else I need to program in when we do that stuff.
No, I think you should be fine just the way the radio is now. I'm thinking let's just go down to, give me 1 second. I've got to go look at a channel here. One moment, oh, please. You know, let's go to channel 15. Yeah, you should be able to get there with no problem. So I'm going to go there now. Why don't you give me a shout once you get to 15? I don't think I have any codes coming into mind, but if I don't reach out, come back here to the 625.
Okay, copy that. WSDZ713. I'm out.
WSBZ713, are you there still?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Okay, I forgot my 15. I've got that programmed. Some other codes in it. Let's try for 16. Are you up for that?
Yeah, I'm gonna buzz you right now.
Delta Uniform 620. Rough contact. Come back again, last calling station.
This is WRPD 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, requesting a volume check.
Four four eight, this is 620.
Romeo Lima Charlie on that radio check.
Last caller I spoke to said I was low power, muddled. I put my whip antenna back on. Just curious if I'm legible or if I'm loud or not. Over.
Yeah, I'm up in Caro near Mayville, and you're coming through really clear.
I am. I improvised base station portable antenna, and I thought it might have smoked my radio out. Previous caller said I wasn't coming in good at all.
There's a lot of white noise, but I can read you loud and clear.
Well, that's pretty good. Bofang GMR radio 771 antenna seems to actually work better than the Nagoya antenna everybody's raving about, but that might just be my radio. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm up here from Ohio, and I have a Baofeng 5RM with an Abri 48-inch whip antenna on it.
Wow. Yeah, that must be fun to carry. Over.
Yeah, I can keep it folded down. I usually whip them out and open them up, though, when I want to make contacts. And right now I'm actually on a Quansheng UVK6 that's modified for 3 kilohertz all the way up to 1300 megahertz.
Very good, very good. I've got a base. Over.
Yeah, you were pretty scratchy that time, but I'm kind of getting you.
Well, copy that. I appreciate the radio check. I'm going to go ahead and clear myself. WRPC 448, Kurt from Great Township. Thank you very much. I am clear on your final.
448-620. Yeah, roger that, and I'll be monitoring.
Calling and I'm making a repeater from WRQE224. WRQE224.
WSBY 676 to 690.
Yeah, go ahead, 676, you have DV690.
Yeah, just letting you know I'm in the truck cruising.
Copy that. On the cruise.
WSBY676, standing by.
WSBS386, can I get a radio check, please?
347. Yeah, you got a radio check here. You sound pretty good.
Cool, thanks. I got a new set of handhelds and came with a 14.5-inch factory antenna and kind of tried to get.
Sounds like it's working all right.
Thanks again, WSCS-26. WSCS-386, looking for station 488. Yeah, you out there?
Station 218. Station out there, 218. This is WIUG 488, copy.
Hey Jack, this is WSCS 386, Chris in Westland. I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
My brother is going to Mackinac City tomorrow and he wants to take one of my radios. Does that Sheboygan repeater cover Mackinac?
Yes, it does.
All right, great. Thank you.
Oh, which way he's going?
Didn't make that out. I got some kind of interference. Come back.
Which way are you going? To Sheboygan? Over that side?
He's actually going to Mackinac City for the weekend, and then he's heading to UP, and then on to Wisconsin from there.
Bob out there, 544, he might tell you exactly because there's a few people went out that way. I don't know if Bob out there or not, the 544 station. The station 544, can you help me out?
The Sheboygan repeater cover Mackinac just fine.
Again, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. WSCS-386.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan Johnny Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Station 544, WIUG 488, copy.
WRZP 544, go ahead there, Jack.
And how about handheld? It works too out that way? Because I don't know, I never tried one.
I'm talking on one now, Jack, Roger.
Hi, Bob. How you doing? Anyhow, by the way, and it looks like it's gonna come. Rain's gonna come down in a minute. It's so dark. Roger.
Roger that. We're supposed to get some rain up here this evening and tomorrow. We'll take it, and we can definitely need it. Roger.
Roger that, Bob. It hasn't been raining for the past 7 days or eight. I can't say how many, but that long. And it's very dry out there. Hi, Bob. Good to hear from you. Good talking to you anyhow, which is always. WIUG 48.
WRZP 544, always a pleasure, Jack. Enjoy your evening. We're clear and monitoring the frequency.
And I'm enjoying no rain. I actually got the wind to stop down on my peak for the last 5 days.
That station out there, 571, go ahead.
How am I coming in? Clear?
She's sounding very clear. And I'm over here at Rochester Hills. What is your location?
Waddles and Rochester Road on a 5-watt portable with a 7-inch antenna.
I know that that's not far from me. Anyhow, well, you're sounding good. But the short antenna, you know, there's no problem, but because maybe you are hitting the Mount Clements repeater, which is 675. Roger.
Copy.
I just heard you, but you were fading out a little bit with that antenna, so you might need the wrong one. Roger.
Thank you. WSDZ 571.
No problem, anytime. WIUG 38, clear.
Whiskey
Yankee Sierra Delta Uniform 620. I got a copy on you. Over.
Station out there, 983.
This is WIUG, Brady, copy. WIUG, Brady, clear. Whiskey Sierra, Delta Uniform 620. I got you, Romeo Lima Charlie here in Cairo.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir. Up here in Cairo for all the wrong reasons this weekend, but, hey, we're here. Enjoying, trying to enjoy our weekend.
It's good. Well, here is a little bit dark, and it looks like it's going to rain, but not right now. How about there, Roger?
Did you say you were out near Clare?
Negative. I'm on Rochester Hills. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm up in Cairo near the in the Thumb near Saginaw Bay. Still kind of clear here, but it's overcast. Over.
Roger. Yeah. I don't know, maybe tonight you're going to have some rain. Well, it has not been rained out here for the last, what, 7-8 days. And this is WIUG, 48.
Roger that. Yeah, the radar is showing it's supposed to start raining around 9:30, 10-ish.
Yeah, well, you're sounding good from way over there, and you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, 48, clear.
You too, sir. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 on the side.
WRUG 488, WSAI 847. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, well, well, where you been? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Well, you know, you only can do so much with the signal across the Great Pond there, but I heard you in there, want to catch you before the conditions drop again, but you're doing good here, Jack. Go ahead.
Yes, Dan, how you doing? I haven't heard you, like I was saying. Anyhow, how you doing?
Oh, I can't complain there. Can't complain, just been listening around, and yeah, the band's pretty up there on the other frequencies, too, so interesting day, interesting evening again. We'll see, but we got some weather moving in, so it might drop out again, but sounds good. Everything sounds good down here, Glenn.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear from you out that way, which is, you know, that anytime, give us a shout. Anyhow, what's the weather out there? Is it raining by you that way?
No, no, it's not raining yet, but it's coming in here, I guess, not too bad, but maybe a bit later today, or not tonight or tomorrow, some stuff's coming through, but yeah, the whole city here, the whole Cleveland area got hit by good straight-on winds last Tuesday. Everybody lost power, about 350,000 people lost power, so it was a bad week, but got all of it back together now, so it's been an interesting week or so.
Well, I'm glad to hear from you, which is always, and you take care. It's not raining here yet, but it's getting a little bit darker. I just got the report about 9, 10 o'clock, it'll be rain here. Good talking to you, and good to hear from you. We'll talk again. with no problem at all. WIUG 3D.
Hey, okay, Jack. Yeah, good to talk to you again, Ben. Catch up there, and yeah, you have a good rest of the week there, weekend coming up, I guess. We'll talk again, and be well, be safe. Be well, be safe. We'll talk again. WSAI 847 Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. Did you say Cleveland? Over.
WSA 847. Yeah, I'm down here east side of Cleveland, and yeah, the conditions up come up and down, but I'm going in through 625 Detroit system there. Go ahead.
Roger that, sir. Good stuff. I'm from Canton, Ohio, up here in the thumb of Michigan for the weekend. So that's amazing that I'm catching you from Cleveland all the way to Cairo, Michigan, near Saginaw.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I assume so you're going to the Saginaw repeater, is that correct?
I'm currently on the Mayville repeater, actually.
Okay, Mayville. Okay, yeah. Geography and my knowledge of the system up that way is not the greatest, but very good. Yeah, I've talked to a gentleman in off the Mackinac Island there also, one of the islands that were east of the island there too, so he was on a handheld, so just wondering, what are you running there? Just the handheld yourself? Go ahead.
WSBU 620, yeah. I'm on a Quansheng handheld in my minivan with a super gainer antenna up on top.
Oh, very good. Very good. Now, that sounds great. You get doing real good there. So, anytime, give a shout here. And a great bunch of people here on the system here. So, and I assume you know about the Link system here. So, yeah, I usually go through the Detroit connection here, real nice footprint down this way. So we get sometimes you get some propagation here across Lake Erie when you get the weather inversion stuff. So it works out pretty good there, Glenn.
Roger that. Good stuff, sir. Yeah, we my buddy and I have our own repeater set up down in Massillon. We just got it together 2 weekends ago and been testing on it for 2 weeks. And yeah, just got it up and running good 2 days ago.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Yeah, that's good to have it in the area there. Yeah, there's a number of people that have been setting up stuff. Let's see, you're further. There's a fairly high-profile one out in our area, in the Chesterland area. That's in Geauga County. On 550-15 there. He's got that connected up to the roadkill group there out in Louisiana. So it gets interesting there with the nationwide connection there. Go ahead.
Roger that. Well, I'll let you jump off here. I'm about to start driving anyways. And maybe I'll talk to you later, sir. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 on the side.
Hey, okay, you have a great evening, and be well, be safe out there, and have a great time in the great state of Michigan. So anyway, we'll talk again. WSA 847, I'll be clear.
847. Station out there, 847. WIUG 48, copy. Yes, Dane. I found out that 600 repeater is on 94 in Livonia. That is about 42 miles away from me. Roger.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, that's the one by the Air Force that you're talking about, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's gonna be a haul for you there, I guess, so I was just wondering. But, yeah, it's coming through every once in a while over here, so. But, yeah, conditions are kind of dropping down, but, anyway, I'll let you go, Jack. You have a great evening. Good to talk to you again, and hopefully conditions will be better, maybe over the weekend. We'll see. WSJ 847, Cleveland, I'll be clear.
Good, Dan. Maybe I'll catch you over there in the morning by 6:30. Sometime, a lot of time I get up about 6:30, and I'll be there on that 600. It comes in, but I can't get out sometime. Like right now, I can't even get out. And 2 days ago, it came in, and I had my 10-watt radio, and I was being able to transmit on that 600. I don't know how, but it did it. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Well, hopefully, yeah, but you never know on the UHF here what might be going on. Yeah, maybe positional or something there. You never know. So, anyway, Jack, good to talk to you again, and hopefully conditions will stay up here for a while. Have a great evening, WSAI.
All right, Dan, good talking to you and good to hear from you again. We'll talk to you some other time. Don't worry about that. WIUG 48 is clear.
WSB 656, radio check.
Station out there with a radio check. Come on back. This is WIUG 48.
Yeah, this is 656. Thanks for coming back.
Now, what is your location?
Shelby Township, Michigan.
So you're on a handheld, and you're on 675 repeater. Roger?
That's a roger.
The handheld, what's the name of that handheld?
It's a bow fan.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, it's sounding good, but you know what? You fade it out too a little bit. You might need a longer antenna. I suggest to get one of those Nagoya 771G. Roger?
Yeah, you're probably right. That would be the right thing to do for sure.
Yes. By the way, my name is Jack. I'm WIUG 488. And what is your call sign again?
WSBQ656, and this is Nick, Jack.
Hey, Nick. Yeah. Yeah, okay, the buffering, literally, I got two of them here, and that's all I have on them, the 7712. But try something else, you know. I mean, this radio, they're not too bad, but you know what? They don't do some damn good job out there. So get you a better radio. I mean, like $35 one or something like that, you know. It's better that way. And really, you get out really very clear. Roger?
That's a roger that. I agree with you. You know, you got to start somewhere, and this is how we started. There's a group of about me and 15 of my buddies. We all have them. In case of a, you know, a power outage or EMT or something like that were to happen, just to protect ourselves and our families. And, you know, once we get this down, you know, we're on repeater 6 right now, then we'll go into bigger and stronger radios.
Hey, you're right about that. I have about three buffering. One of them, I bought the 5UVR, I bought it about 15 years ago. And from that, I didn't buy anything else, but now I have a different one, Rocktel. And I have, you know, I have a BTEC, too. So, but they're good radios, you know, but if you want, like, really, if you want to get out really good, I would suggest, you know, I don't know, it's up to you. You do what you want. You can change that radio. You can send it back if you like or something like that and get you another one. You know, I'm just saying that whatever you like, it's not me. And I was good talking to you and good to hear from you. I'll talk to you a little bit later.
WSBQ656. It's good talking to you too, buddy. Thanks for the help, as always. Thanks for the radio check. And yeah, we're always working on looking at new stuff, and we'll get to it, and we'll get better and better.
Hey, you're right, Nick. Always better and better, you know. I mean, if you want to look better, some people like to look a lot better. Some of them, they have that, you know, ocean wisdom. That is a good radio, too. They're very, very clear audio and signal and everything else. But it's a little bit on the expensive side. So, you know, I'm not saying very expensive, a little bit expensive side. And those other radios, they're good, too.
Yeah, roger that, Jack, and I appreciate all the help. God bless you, buddy. Have a good night. This is WSBQ656. Out.
Hi, Nick. You take care. Have a good evening. WIUG, 48, clear.
Bobby Sierra Delta Uniform 620. Anybody on the way tonight?
No, the station out there, go ahead.
WSDU 620 up here in Cairo. Just seeing if anybody was on tonight, seeing what everybody's doing. Looking like we're about to get some rain.
Well, that's station 620. It's not raining here in the Rochester Hills. Roger.
Roger that. I'm about to pull up the old weather station and see what it says.
Yeah, I have not done that at all. And this is WRUG 488.
Roger, WSDU 620. It looks like it's just west of us, settling over Saginaw right now.
I see what you're saying. No, and here, they said next hour it will rain here in Rochester Hills, WREG 48.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to rain all weekend, too.
Yeah, that's what it shows in here. 55% Friday, 60% Saturday, and Sunday, too. What a rain, 3 days rain. I don't know if it's going to be the same all day or not. No, I have no idea.
As much as I hate the rain, we need the rain.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah. I didn't see no rain for the past 8 days. So it rained tomorrow, you know. The one thing I don't like about the rain when you're driving, it's very hard to see that the roads, you know, the lines is very hard to see.
Yeah, especially traveling on 23 or 75 as well. It makes it really hard with all the traffic and rain at the same time.
And that asphalt doesn't show you too much when it's raining. Does not show too much. And plus you got your headlights on and all that. It doesn't show too much at all. Unless you have, you know, low beam. And those pickup trucks, they got low beam. But you know what? I don't know. I drove in the wintertime and snow, but I had yellow lights. Those yellow lights give you a very long distance.
Yeah, we have some of the LEDs in our minivan here, and it just kind of tends to blind everybody.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, good talking to you, sir. You take care. And I'll be listening, WIUG 48.
Roger that. WSDU 620 monitoring. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620. Hey, I had a question for you. Do any of you guys ever hit the Lansing 550 repeater at all?
Come on back again.
So any of you guys ever hit the Lansing 550 repeater?
The 550 repeater is on, right there at the some area. That's all I know, the 550.
Yeah, I'm looking at the antenna map of Michigan here, and I see the Lansing has a Capital City 550 repeater, and I'm wondering if it's connected to the rest of the state.
Not in Lansing, no. That's a Maybell repeater 550.
Yeah, roger that. I know I'm on the Mayville 550 right now. I was just kind of wondering if the rest of the state was connected to the eastern portion of the state.
No, I don't think so. It's just around like 75 north and all that. No, I guess he got cut off. Come on back again.
Are you on the Madison Heights 550 repeater right now, down there in Rochester Hills?
No, I'm on Mount Clements repeater. Roger.
Roger that.
I'd say about 73 miles away from that repeater.
Yeah, that's pretty neat that they're all still connected, even though it's a different frequency.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm about 23 miles away from Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good getting in there then.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a good equipment and a good antenna, and that's what you need.
I see the Madison Heights 550 repeater is a little bit closer to you, and the Troy 575 repeater also is closer to you.
I don't know. I never see one 550 in Madison Heights. Maybe it's a ham repeater, but not GMRS. I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a Madison Heights 550 repeater, tone of 141.3 down there. And last it was updated was July 22nd of this year.
I don't know. It could be a couple of miles repeater. I really don't know what to tell you. I never heard that one, so I really don't know what to tell you. Roger.
Roger that. The owner is stating here he's not sure of the range of the repeater yet, so it could be, yeah, pretty small range.
Yeah, it was one in the east side, but I don't know what was that repeater. It was one long time ago, but we never heard it. Never heard anything from that repeater at all.
There's another one just south of you, 575 repeater with a 192.8 tone.
Yes, yeah,
I'm
sorry.
That says it's a open standalone non-linked repeater.
That's a Troy repeater. And it's a good repeater. It's been there, I believe, 35 years.
Roger that. Yeah, it says it's an open standalone non-linked repeater.
Yeah. And then another one by airport, I don't know if he heard me or not, telling Dane by the airport at 600, so I had 94. And I headed, I always headed that one, which is 42 miles away from me.
All right, sir, we'll all jump off here for a little bit and just listen, see if anybody else wants to talk. Whiskey Sierra Delta Uniform 620 monitoring.
Hi, good talking to you. I got to go watch TV a little bit and talk to you later. WIUG 480 is clear.
WSUI 438 handheld, up with Michigan. Trying to make it to that Barrington repeater.
Make it to Joe Biden's repeater.
If you think your Wi-Fi
is secure, you better think again. Yeah, Wi-Fi sucks. Wi-Fi completely sucks.
That just sounds nasty. Don't even make it in there. WSCD 991.
And it's dipshit hour on the GMRS network.
Whiskey 7 Charlie Zebra A10 portable monitoring.